And this is Ajak, and welcome to the Art of Health Podcast 2020. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? So, I have decided to get back into podcasting. Some of you may have been, or might be, longtime listeners of the podcast. And you, you would know that back in 2016, 2017, and through part of 2018, I podcasted quite a bit. I believe I recorded somewhere around 100 and I think 10 episodes. And at the time, I was in a transitional phase of life. I had left my training job in Florida. I'd moved back to California. I was really trying to crystallize and compile and paradigm all my training knowledge to that point. And a lot of the early podcasts were about fitness, and a lot of them were also about systems and thinking, and you could somewhat trace my evolution of my mental maturation if you listened to all the episodes. And people really enjoyed them. I enjoyed making them, but it came to pass that after about a year and a half, I felt like I had said everything I needed to say. And one of my underlying principles of the creative process is that you should never force yourself to be creative when you don't have creative energy. The newsletter that I've been writing now for the last 4 years, I've written quite a bit. It's in the millions of words at this point. I've obviously tweeted a lot, tens of thousands of tweets at this point. And writing, right around 2018, writing became my primary avenue and vector for my creative energy. Podcasting simply didn't have the same appeal to me that it once did, so I stopped making podcast episodes. And people, I've gotten messages literally every week, almost every day, honestly, for the last roughly 2 years of when are you going to bring the podcast back? Are you going to start podcasting again? And I finally am. Life has changed a great deal in the last 2 years. I've learned a lot. I've grown as a person. I've grown as a man, as an individual. I've matured, or at least I'd like to think so. And I have a lot on my mind, a lot within my mind that I'd like to share. So the podcast is back. Those of you who are wondering where I'm at right now, what have I been up to? 2019, I was living in Los Angeles. And prior to that 2018, my business really took off. I made over six figures a year, the hallowed six-figure mark. I made over $100,000 in 2018. For perspective, in 2016, I'd made about $20,000 was my income in 2016. 2017, I was slowly building my business. I about tripled that, so 60K roughly. These are very approximate numbers, FYI. But my business was growing, and then 2018, that was my breakout year where I had some months where I made over $10,000. I had a few months where I made upwards of $20,000 in 2018. And so as my income went up, my lifestyle changed. I moved to Los Angeles. I got a beachside studio apartment. I was going out to dinner constantly. I was going wine tasting. I traveled. I went to New York. Traveled to a few places in the United States. I went overseas a little bit. And I was really just enjoying the affluence. When you go from not having money to having money, I was spending my money and I was enjoying the fact that I could use my financial prosperity as a vehicle to indulge, honestly. So it was a lot of indulging. 2019, kept making more money. My income continued to go up. 2019 was over a 200K year before taxes. Before taxes. you never make that after taxes if you are smart. And those of you who know anything about money, you know what I mean. But my income continued to go up. 2019, I'm living in Los Angeles. And I'd hit a point where I turned 30 and I realized that, you know what? I have essentially all the money, not all the money I'll ever need, but I'm making all the money that I could really ever want. What do I do now? And it was an interesting question. It was an interesting place to be in because I wanted for nothing. I couldn't afford to buy a yacht. I couldn't buy a Lamborghini. I couldn't afford a private jet. There's certain things that obviously are far outside my earning power. I don't pretend to be rich, But I was rich in the sense that I had everything I wanted. I had everything I wanted. I could do whatever I wanted. I could more or less spend money how I wanted. I had no stresses. I had no concerns. So what do you do in that situation? I made some attempts to continue ballet training, and then I had some injuries. And that had less appeal for me, honestly. For those of you who followed me a long time, you know that I love dance. I love movement. I love ballet. I love artistic expression. But with the injuries and with turning 30, I realized, what was I really chasing? Was I really chasing a dream, or was I chasing the dream of the dream I once had? It was very much like being in love. When you're in love with somebody, are you really in love with the person, or are you infatuated with the idea of being in love with them? And those are two different things. And I realized I was more in love with the idea of the dream than the dream itself. To try to attempt to be a professional dancer, professional ballet dancer, at the age that I was at, was that really the most ambitious thing I could be doing? It was certainly very fascinating. It certainly made me interesting. It was not that I didn't enjoy it. But relative to time and who I want to become and really living my life with the freedom to explore, was that the path to pursue and to try to throw myself into that still? Would that really make me into the, let's say, the ultimate Ubermensch version of myself? And the answer was no. I realized after a period of a year that that was not going to be the line of fate to walk. But then now what do I do? I've always been a very intensely physical person. Some of you might relate to this. If you are somebody where you just have to be moving every day, you need something to physically test you and tax you and exhaust you. I needed something like that. So my training started to change a bit. I started to not go to the gym so much. I went to Romania and I lived with the Tate brothers for over a month, and I trained with body weight, and I trained, you know, essentially how, you know, a fighting athlete might train. And my perspectives on training started to change. I was going through a metamorphosis the past year of, what does it really mean to live your life with freedom? For much of my 20s, I lived to be fit. But then as I got a little bit older into my 20s and turning 30, I wanted to have the physical fitness to live. Different way of looking at it. So I end up leaving the United States. I'm currently in Bangkok. My plan was for 2020 to travel the world, go to a bunch of different countries. Obviously, the Wuhan corona bat flu virus changed that. But I came to Bangkok. I've been living here now for the last 2 months. Been doing one-on-one lessons with Sagat, who is a very famed Muay Thai champion and teacher today. And I'm pursuing a different path. And I'll talk more about that at a later time. But for those of you listening right now, you know, perhaps what can we extract from that that's useful to you? I always sound like a shitty Montagne. I actually don't know how to say his name. Is it Montagne? Montagne? I always sound like a shitty version of Montagne, because I'm always talking about myself, I think. Yeah, which is, you know, what else are you going to talk about? We are our own best subject. But at the same time, I know that there's a level of narcissistic indulgence and joy and self-examination to it that is probably not so useful. But what does that mean relative to you guys? What does that mean relative to you listeners? The thing I would tell all of you listening is that as you ascend in life and you move up the hierarchy, your desires will change. And what you think you want versus your personal evolution, you will have to work to make that congruent. It's a very nice idolization that we would often like to have, that we know exactly who we want to turn to. We wish fate was that linear. We wish destiny was that linear. I want to be this person. And then we work backwards and we engineer the steps and we just follow the steps. It can be that simple. It can be. But I think for those men who have depth and breadth, now if you are a man where you want to really take the universe into you, that is the world that we live in, you will change. You'll change with time, and who you are becoming will change with time. And you will have to put yourself into the gauntlet of experience, into new environments to really sharpen and find who you are, to iterate yourself that way. And that is what I'm doing now. And I certainly don't pretend to have all the answers, but I do think I'm good at asking questions. And those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. continuously exposing yourself to new experiences and continuously having new experiences, that is how you develop yourself as a man over the course of your life. And then hopefully within that, you will find things that you want to specialize in, or really with things that you want to focus on, things that are a priority to you, and then your priorities become the guiding hand that way. So that's where I'm at right now. The podcast, because I now have the capability to record these episodes on my phone, the audio quality may not be that great. They are never going to be edited, so anyone that wants to reply back on Twitter or wherever, message me and tell me I need to hire an editor, or your voice sounds like it's echoing, or, you know, professionalize this. The answer is going to be fuck no. These are always off the cuff. My creative energy is such that I like the spontaneity of creating whatever I want. And if you want that level of production, I am not the person to listen to. So let's get that out of the way. But I will be recording these episodes as often as I feel like. And because I can record them whenever I want, you can expect a lot of episodes weekly, I think, actually. If you want to support the podcast, you can find it on Patreon. I believe there's also a link to Anchor to do that as well. Very simple. If you want to support it, you can pledge $4 a month. You get a thank you from myself. I'm not doing this for money, so yeah, whether you financialize my pursuits or not a big deal to me. If you want to become a member of the Inner Circle on Telegram, my sort of private chat group, you can do that as well, but don't feel obligated to give me your money, honestly. You guys have been amazing. I have the best audience in the world, and I would not be where I am today without the support of people who apparently just find my life something. I would not be where I am today without the support of people who either find my life something worth learning from, and or maybe you just bought some of my training programs and I helped you muscle up. And yeah, that's awesome. I'm always going to be a proponent of getting men fit. So if you found me that way, fucking cool. That makes me happy. Anyways, I will end this episode here. I will record more later. If you guys have topics, just get in touch with me through whatever channel, Twitter, Instagram, newsletter, wherever you follow me. Send me a message if you want me to really talk about something. If it's a cool topic, I'll talk about it. If not. But I'm always open to suggestions. Love you all. Talk again. And I will speak to you when I see you.